And now to today's headlines. President Biden is in Tokyo after wrapping up a three-day visit to Seoul. Before leaving, the president thanked U.S. and South Korean troops stationed at Osan Air Base, and he toured the Air Operations Center, where the military monitors and defends against threats from regional adversaries, namely North Korea. Asked by a reporter if he had a message for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, President Biden responded by simply saying, "Hello." It underscores the administration's low-key approach to the unresolved tensions there. The president also touched on the growing concern about a rare but spreading virus, monkeypox.
"Something that everybody should be concerned about. We're working on it hard, figure out what we do and what vaccine, if any, may be available for it. But it is a concern in the sense that if it were to spread, it's consequential."
A case of monkeypox has been confirmed in Massachusetts, as well as a likely case in New York. The CDC says it's monitoring a handful of other cases in the U.S. And the president of Poland spoke defiantly before Ukrainian parliament during a visit to Kyiv today. It was the first such speech by any foreign leader since the Russian invasion began months ago. Meantime, just a day after President Biden signed that massive $40 billion aid package for Ukraine, Russian airstrikes have continued in the eastern Donbass region and decimated thousands of educational institutions and cultural sites, according to Ukrainian President Zelensky. In Pennsylvania, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman was released from the hospital today after suffering a stroke more than a week ago. Fetterman is the Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate seat in Pennsylvania. This past week, he voted absentee, and he won his primary from his hospital room. Meantime, the baby formula scarcity in this country got a much-needed resupply today. A military cargo plane carrying nearly 40 tons of Nestle baby formula from Switzerland arrived earlier in Indiana. Officials say the formula supply will be sent to hospitals, pharmacies, and doctors' offices with the greatest need. And Jif is recalling a number of its peanut butter products over concerns of a salmonella outbreak. 14 people have reported illnesses, and two cases have resulted in hospitalizations. That's according to the CDC. The full list of Jif's recalled products is available on the FDA's website. And Australian swimmer and Olympic gold medalist Ariane Titmus added one more to her record book finishes today, breaking the world record in the women's 400-meter freestyle. Her finish bested American Katie Ledecky's prior world record finish by 0.06 of a second. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, a new documentary explores the often forgotten wars happening around the world and how a cancer survivor is defying odds, running marathons, and breaking records.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.